this week's Spectator leader discusses the attack, which happened just as the magazine went to press. This is not the first time that the magazine has been attacked following their depictions of the Prophet Muhammad and various other controversies. Douglas Murray was going to be President Hollande has already visited, David Cameron has already spoken about it, as has Ed Miliband. It's obviously going to be an issue that's going to reverberate around for days. What do you think we can expect to see happen next in France and elsewhere in the world?
Well, I think we can probably expect more talk of this kind, that everyone regrets the attack, everyone will say how terrible it is, and nothing much more will happen, I'd have thought. And
in terms of the significance of this, this is not the first time the magazine has published a sort of thing in the leading article. The Spectator says that this is not the blame on the magazine, this is all on the attackers, and this is a very much a freedom of speech issue. Do you expect to see more caution or more resolution from publications?
Well, we'll have to see, won't we? I mean, it's a test that all of the media have failed for more than 10 years now. They failed it particularly since 2005, when the Danish newspaper Jyllands Posten discovered that no illustrator in Denmark was willing to draw a depiction of Muhammad for a set of children's books on the main religions. And as a result, Jyllands Posten commissioned a dozen cartoonists to see if they could break this taboo. And of course they did, and the result was a worldwide furore, burning, looting, attack on Danish citizens, repeated assassination attempts on the cartoonists and on the publication, Jyllands Posten, attempts to kill its journalists in the manner which Charlie Hebdo has suffered today. When that happened, the entire Western press, with very, very few exceptions, fell in line. They realized that actually to treat Islam and indeed Muslims in exactly the same manner as all other religions and all other religious followers are treated was not to be done, and that an exception and exemption could happen in the case of Islam, Islam's founder, and the sensitivities of Muslims in general. And one of the only publications in the entire world that avoided that self-censorship was Charlie Hebdo. Charlie Hebdo has for years held it as a principle that it is not sufficient to be in a free society where one ideology, one set of ideas, one religion, one founder of a religion is treated differently from all others. That is not a free society. Charlie Hebdo very robustly has for years held that Islam's founder should be treated in exactly the same way as any other historical figure, including Jesus and the founders of all other major religions. And for that, Charlie Hebdo has now, again, after several years ago, there was a firebombing at its offices in Paris, now has suffered 11, I think, at the moment, of its staff to be massacred in this way by Islamic fundamentalists, it seems. So I think that this is an absolute watershed moment. Will the international press continue to leave Charlie Hebdo and its remaining staff hanging on this? Will they remain unwilling to draw the line where Charlie Hebdo did, or will they join them? Will the press, the free press, step forward and hold to this vital principle, or will it retreat yet further? People will say this is a matter of freedom of expression and freedom of the press. It is not. It is about freedom, full stop. And it matters very much where the press in the coming hours and days stands on this.